Blog Talk Radio.
This is your announcer, Chuck Landington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. Rage Against the Machine have finally announced their full reunion tour, and boy, am I excited. I love any band that sticks it to the 1%. And speaking of the 1%, if any of our listeners are wealthy, please Venmo me some money so I can afford a ticket to the show. Thank you kindly, but also screw you. Anyway, the Metal Injection Livecast starts now.
I like it. Welcome to the Metal Injection Livecast. It's Rob, and I will be seeing Rage Against the Machine, no matter the cost.
You don't have a hookup?
I'm not going to risk it.
So if it sells out before you can get a ticket, and then you have to pay like $600, you do that?
I mean, I would probably...
You would fuck someone?
No, that's not what I was going to say.
Tim Bob Handjob?
Well, let's introduce everyone before I answer that question.
Rage Against the Machine got higher billing than we did.
It's Rob here with Noah.
Hey, Rob.
Here with Sid.
Hey, Rob.
And here with Darren.
Ho, Rob.
And, yeah, so Rage Against the Machine this week, they announced officially a 40-date reunion tour.
Do you think they make it through all of that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Don't they hate each other?
Do they?
No, I think they're all right.
Morello and Zach.
There are some disagreements in the past, but I feel like with older age and the declining political climate, I could see how they're like, no, we need to unite our powers for good.
Well, I also think that probably as they age, they just get more tired and less testosterone, so they just don't want to deal with it.
I could see that.
They need eugenics.
Well, they're playing two nights at Madison Square Garden, which, on the one hand, I'm always excited to see shows at Madison Square Garden because I feel like the venue itself has a personality. I don't know. It sounds so cheesy, but I just really enjoy being inside the garden.
Because the garden enjoys being inside.
Because of all, I'm assuming, all the lifetime of branding that the garden has given me as a New Yorker. But, as a practical New Yorker, I always cringe because it means everything is instantly more expensive. The ticket is more expensive. The concessions are more expensive.
Yes.
Getting there, you know, like everything, there's just like the Midtown bump, the MSG tax, as I've called it previously.
Isn't that what you call your lower back bump?
The MSG tax?
The Midtown bump.
It's a little below Midtown. It's more like Nolita. That's the Nolita of Rob's Manhattan Island body.
Yeah.
Go on.
All right. Well, but we don't know how much tickets are. Also, Ticketmaster lately, I don't know. They just basically want to be like the most hated company, I feel. Because of the success of the secondary market with like StubHub and like inflating the prices. Mm-hmm. Now, Ticketmaster has introduced this exciting new feature called dynamic pricing, which means the ticket price will fluctuate based on the amount of people in the queue trying to get tickets.
Oh, that's so unfair.
So one person can get nosebleeds for $75, and then 5 minutes later, the nosebleed seats right next to them could be $225.
Fucking ridiculous.
How do they get away with that?
People are willing to pay it, or scalpers buy it. I don't know.
They're the only game in town if you want to get MSG tickets.
Capitalism.
They also have to keep up with StubHub and all that, so they have to charge exorbitant prices, or people will just wait them out and be like, I'm going to buy them later.
Well, but also the other thing is, I feel by inflating the prices, it's exactly what you're doing. You're kind of pricing out the scalper. The scalper is less likely to buy it and resell it because then there's very little markup there because that is the true value of the ticket is not the fair price that the artist wants to set. You know, the true value is whatever people are willing to pay for it. So they figure out that formula. It's fucking math, disgusting. No math in ticket pricing, please.
We are anti-math.
So I don't know. One thing that is interesting about Rage is, you know, typically with these larger venue shows, the other thing I've noticed is to sort of overcome the dynamic pricing is they have these pre-sales. And especially I've noticed now there's a lot of city pre-sales, which you just sell your pre-sale to Citibank, and only their card members have access.
Amex
to
also does that.
Right, yeah. I mean, there's different car companies that do it, sure. But Rage Against the Machine, there have been no pre-sales. They're only doing their direct sales. So perhaps they will decline the dynamic price.
Is it up to them?
I don't know. It's a good point. It's actually probably up to the promoter.
Or the venue?
Well, no, I mean, they could set maximum limits on ticket prices.
But also, if they want to be that anti-corporate, why don't they just say, we're not dealing with Ticketmaster and just go... Go to RageAgainstTheMachine.com.
Right, well, then you wouldn't be able to play Madison Square Garden.
Oh, so Madison Square Garden is like has the, they put the muscle down and...
Right, they only deal through... It's a...
But Rage could say, we're going to donate X% of the proceeds to this charity.
They are going to be doing that.
Okay.
But I don't care. I mean, that's nice of them, but I mean, I don't care. That's not like my objection to what's going on here. My objection is not that they're making too much money or whatever. My objection is that it makes it harder for people to get tickets.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
So if it's still hard, but they give some of the money away, that doesn't solve the problem, although it's good.
Right. Well, we'll see how it is. The tickets are on sale Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of big tours this summer. This is going to be a big...
Who else?
Well, Slipknot is touring. They're also playing Madison Square Garden.
But don't they always tour?
Megadeth?
They toured last year, but...
Ziploc colostomy bag.
Megadeth, Lamb of God, Trivium, and In Flames are touring together.
Is that how it's pronounced? In Flames?
How should it be?
In Flames.
In Flames.
In Flames. Right, Rob. Come on. Branding. It's very important.
Rage Against the Machine.
Rage Against the Machine. The Machine.
Jeff Rosenstock.
Rammstein is playing.
Rammstein, Rob.
Rammstein is playing MetLife Stadium.
That's a big one.
That's
70,000 seater.
Yeah, and I mean they're gonna get to blow up that venue, so that should be really cool.
Oh, they're gonna actually blow it up?
Yeah, they're demolishing it.
Nice.
I'm gonna bring a nuclear bomb.
Oh no!
You got to go high. You set the bar high. You got to do something really crazy.
Well, also Guns N' Roses playing the same venue. Wow. They're also doing stadium tour. But I mean,
are they gonna be there after it's blown up?
I don't know. Guns N' Roses, by the way, they have a Welcome to the Jungle pit. Oh. And then they have, so their
what is that
floor seating was $250 for the show. Mm-hmm. But then at the very front of the floor, they basically took out the first, let's say, six rows. That's a VIP thing.
You know what's good? If you sit in that Guns N' Roses pit, if it rains, you're under Axl Rose's huge gunt.
But you're also catching all of his flop sweat. All
right.
Yeah. So it's raining either way.
It's a give and take. That's like the dynamic pricing. You know what I mean?
He's breathing heavily on you.
Dynamic precipitation.
Well, it's called like the Welcome to the Jungle pit and riser packet. So you can go to risers, which I assume are covered.
Wait, okay. So then hold
so
on
that
a second.
Package, hold on, is $2,000.
What?
So either $250 or $2,000.
Wait, so if you pay for the $250 seats, you're sitting behind the people who are standing in this So you can't see it. You're going to have to stand either way.
Well, the stage is so high that you would see it. Like, in a way, I kind of feel like the pit seats, you're paying, like, the pay to what you see value doesn't really work out for me, because at a show that big, you almost want to be
kind of a little bit
back to kind of really take it all in. Otherwise, you could only really focus on, you know, Axel Gunther or whatever. Yeah.
There is a good thing, seriously, no joking around, about the pit, is that they're giving out free Nintendo Switches for when he's 3 hours late to start the show. You have something to do.
Just to pass the time. That's nice of them.
I know.
Do you get to keep it?
No, you have to get it.
Ah, God damn it.
It's in one of those little foil things, so you can't actually connect to the internet.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, I will say that was his reputation, but he does not.
Oh, really?
Do that anymore.
Sorry,
because
doesn't
fake
have
news.
Yeah, he doesn't have anything else to do now with this time, so prompt. Nobody wants to hang out with him before the show.
Well, I think really what it became is that they're performing at such a high level. There's so much money involved.
People chewed them out.
That
no, it's probably under contract.
No, yeah, there's probably like penalties for
his reputation preceded him.
Yeah, so it's probably like. It's probably so much that his accountant convinced him to wake up 3 hours.
So there's even dynamic pricing for the artist. Their guarantee.
Yeah, like I mean, if you like, these are the they're the people in the back, you know, like they're the ones getting the cut.
What?
I don't want to be I don't know. Anyway, so Guns N' Roses, they're touring as well. Then let's see what other big tours are there.
Ozzy, is he touring?
He is. He allegedly. We'll see. We'll. Although, come on, just let the guy just die.
Let him just peter out at home.
No, let him. Well,
maybe this is what keeps him alive.
Then definitely.
Well, that's what he said. He said he's being at home. Deftones, Gojira, and Poppy. I'm very excited for that tour.
All right.
Poppy, we've talked about Poppy, right?
She's like, peed on your couch.
What?
Come on, Rob.
Poppy peed on my sofa.
You know that.
Is Slayer?
No, they've retired.
Oh, still? They haven't gone back on that yet?
They haven't gone back on that.
All right.
I thought there would be a System of a Down tour, but they're just doing two shows in LA with Korn and Faith No More.
Wow.
As well as Helmet and Russian Circles.
They gotta stay on the move. That spider's looking out for them. Gonna come get them all.
They're in
my
bunker.
Of course, the Motley Crue tour.
Yeah. With Def Leppard and who?
Poison.
Okay.
Joan Jett.
Oh, Joan Jett. What is that telling
you? I just feel bad. She's going to be so lonely on that tour.
Why?
Why?
I don't know. It's just that she doesn't seem like douchey enough to want to hang out with
those
people.
She's going
to
have a lot of hair product to borrow.
I'm sure.
She has very short hair now.
People she tours with. I would
She has her own pocket.
Yeah. I guess,
you have to hang out with all the other shitty bands you're touring.
No, I don't think you'd want a stadium tour. You're probably like at different end zones.
Yeah.
From each other. Yeah, everyone's at a different corner
of the
arena.
Does Joan Jett have a cameo? Is that like a mandatory thing for everybody on this tour?
I don't think.
I wonder. Did we talk about Bret Michaels having a?
I don't think we did.
Not last week, anyway.
Is this just going to be like a regular segment, like the sad celebrity cameo of the week?
Celebrity cameo.
I just want to say, if for some reason you didn't listen last week, go back and listen to us dissecting both Vince Neil and Tommy Lee's cameos. It's the funniest goddamn thing that I can remember.
And I do want to point out, right after we did, it was all over the place.
Yes.
Yeah, we bumped it up.
It was viral shortly afterwards.
So.
Because a lot of people in the industry listen to this podcast.
Yeah, that's true. We're tastemakers. Mm-hmm. We're influencers.
That's how we blew Seth Putnam up too.
Literally,
put
him in that arena with Rammstein.
Oh, Disturbed is touring on the 20th anniversary of The Sickness with Stained.
Oh, you gonna go to that?
Yeah. That's like you booked that tour. The young you booked it.
30? What anniversary is it?
20.
20th.
Seems like longer.
Well, it's
ago.
A little longer. Because it came out, I believe, in 99.
So it's not the 20th anniversary.
When they conceived of the idea.
No, they're celebrating the 20th anniversary.
Two years late?
For fuck's sake.
It took them a long time to plan it.
Yeah.
He doesn't use cell phones, so it's like he can't keep track of time accurately.
It took him that long to go through his entire Rolodex of people other than Stained to ask to tour with them. He's like, oh, fine, I'll call Aaron Lewis. God damn it.
He's been putting it off. He's individually yelling at everyone who ever interrupted him at a show that he was playing. He's through the Z's now. Yeah. Now he can start touring.
Maybe that's like the VIP experience. He scolds you before the show.
Some people would
the
like
David
that.
Draven all caps yeah. experience.
That's kink shame. Well, that's a shame. That's a kink you can shame.
Yeah.
Wanting
shaming,
just liking David Drain Man on at first of all, and
oh,
then,
I don't. I think it's fine. You could like start. I'll allow
then,
it.
And then wanting him to dom you.
Yeah,
that I will shame.
Go with Howie Mandel. They look alike, but he's not a dick as much.
I bet Howie Mandel's way more expensive though.
You think?
Yeah.
He's on broadcast television.
Yeah,
and he's probably a diva.
Well, he's very germphobic. I know. He won't shake your hand, probably, if you wanted.
That's for sure.
Rain Man would.
Can't spank you. Well, we don't know. Rain Man might have...
Well, he could spank you with, like, a paddle.
Noah met Rain Man. Did he touch? Was
Did
there any
touch?
Yeah, he was
Rain
very
Man.
Friendly.
Did he use Purell right after meeting any...
Was there a handshake, a hug, a bow?
Well, I think we took a photo together, and, you know, so there was, like, a mild touching
Cover
of the
hand.
Back.
David D. Biden.
Uh-oh. He kissed you on the lippies?
Is there any malarkey?
No, his chin ring kissed me on the lips.
I was
going to
ask you, was there any encrusted soup in that stupid chin pussy that he had?
No.
Okay, good.
Fucking ring-faced pony soldier.
Oh, my God.
That's a Joe Biden reference. He said that the other day. He completely, like that. All right.
What?
I don't want to get too into this. Somebody asked him a perfectly innocuous question. And he goes, listen to me. Have you ever been to a caucus? And she goes, yeah, I have. And he goes, you're a lion. You're like a lion, two-faced dog. And what, a dog and pony?
And you're a lying dog-faced pony soldier. He said, like, his tone was sort of, like, gregarious.
Joking.
She didn't, the person asking the question didn't look offended. She, like, giggled it off.
Right.
But everybody was like, what the like, people had to do deep research to find out where this even came from.
And it came from a John Wayne film.
Well, no, he said it came from a John Wayne film,
what
but it turns out it was not a John, it was some other
another. He thinks
movie.
It's his mush brain thinks it was a John Wayne.
Yeah. Could you imagine being like a young-ish person working for his campaign, having to deal with this garbage every fucking week?
I mean, you know that going in, though. You know?
I mean, I feel like to a degree, but at least they probably were like, well, there's going to be a lot of bullshit, but he's the front runner.
I mean, he's clearly sundowning.
Yeah. But like when he comes in fourth, when he has to leave New Hampshire early because of how bad it is, it's like, we're not even going to win. We have to deal with this shit and we're not even going to win.
He's treading water with Yang right now, to be honest with
you. Unreal.
There's a kiss on the lips for all of them at the end of it.
That's my Sid noise.
That's the bonus.
The boners.
Do you think he still gets boners? Do you think there's like a Cialis budget?
If it has to be assisted, if he is. He seems like a horny motherfucker.
Yes.
Yes.
So something's driving that. I don't know that it's getting all the way down to his peen.
Let's see.
But he's definitely got some juices flowing.
Yeah.
I've never wanted this like election process to like. Like I was like, I just want Super Tuesday.
Yeah, it is. It feels like we've had eight primaries already.
Yeah,
it's
like,
really,
come on.
We've only had one caucus. Today, there's one going on
as we
right
speak.
Now.
Yeah.
So around age 50 is the time when erections change.
Would change.
You're making it sound like they're going through puberty.
Like change in what sense?
They molt.
In some men, the process is gradual. In others, it happens more quickly. When
what
they
process?
Stop getting erections.
Oh.
That's what I looked up.
Well, I will say, like, I have, I feel like I got stronger erections when in my 20s, earlier 20s, than I would now in my mid-30s.
Stronger how?
He
just lift weights with his dick.
Just like it would require a bit less effort.
You mean more frequent ones? Not that the actual erection is higher or anything.
Right. Yeah.
I love that the pop-up ad on Noah's computer right now, as she looks this up, is a naked dude playing a fucking Stratocaster.
And it says "Rock Her World."
Oh, they're getting good at this.
Yeah,
target
they got you figured out, lady.
Does he have calloused hands?
What are his hands like, Sam?
I mean, he's playing guitar. It looks like football player J.J. Watt, fully naked with a guitar over his cock. That's
type,
what I'm looking at right now.
J.J. Watt, your type?
I just like the hands in this picture and possibly the pecs. Oh, it changed.
No, would you like to take a music break?
I'm all right.
Checking.
Noah's erections are still very strong.
Okay, about 40% of men are affected by erectile dysfunction at age 40, mm-hmm. and nearly 70% of men are affected by erectile dysfunction by the time they turn 70.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's fine.
Yeah, 70, come on. Unless, you know, medical advances by the time we're 70 might make it being like 40.
Yeah.
So who knows?
Yeah. Well, that's interesting.
You would hope.
All right.
But back to Joe Biden. He's got a jello brain, and God forbid his fingers ever on the button. Be in trouble. He'll think he's settling a beef with Corn Pop or something.
Well, like nuke Iran or whatever.
For me, my concern now is that he won't ever realize the campaigning is over. Like in 4 years.
Well, Trump hasn't realized campaigning is
it's
over.
It's true, but like I just imagine
when
Biden,
he actually won. Joe Biden's gonna like come in
right.
fourth and every.
He's gonna be at the ice cream shop. And I'd be like, I want vanilla ice cream. We're like, sorry, Mr. Biden, we're out. We only have Chuck. They're like, are you a Bernie supporter?
Yeah.
Is that what, are you going to go out for Bernie? Is
you
that what?
Go for it. Matter of fact, let's get a camera crew together and just film Joe Biden fake or not fake, but thinking he's campaigning for the rest of his life and have a reality show out of that.
Put it on C-SPAN so no one can see it.
Oh, no, I want it seen.
But are you going to watch that every week?
You're goddamn right I'll watch that every week. I'll watch the extras. Are you kidding? I'll Patreon that shit.
Wow.
He is, all right, he is the probably, other than the Mayo cheat, the least person I would want to be president out of the field of current candidates.
You'd rather Steyer?
But he, yes. I mean, look, we're talking about different flavors of shit, so don't think I'm endorsing Steyer. But if I had to rank
that's
them,
a drop, Darren saying I'm endorsing Steyer. Also me saying it now.
But as far as who's entertaining, Joe Biden is number one. Number one.
Yeah, that's fair.
For comedy, yes.
Yes.
No, it's just like, unexpected. You can't even write some of this shit because the references are so old.
I feel like he's even unironically charming at times. Like he went and hugged Bernie the other day. Like when they played back that awful, disgusting Hillary Clinton quote.
They didn't play it. They read it.
I meant that they read it too.
Right.
And they both, Klobuchar and Biden came
well,
over.
Well, No. Well, the question was to Klobuchar. Like Klobuchar. It's so weird how these moderators just try to start shit.
Of course.
Well, that's what people want to see on TV.
So,
Amy. For the cheap ratings.
Hold on one second.
Like the viral moment that they could then have talked about the next day. That's all. But that's what most of the candidates go for, too.
Yeah, it's very upsetting.
Yeah.
But the moderator was like, Amy, Hillary Clinton said nobody likes Bernie Sanders. Do you like Bernie Sanders? And it's like, what could she really say at that point?
Yes. I don't even like my own staff.
Yes, I've never thrown a stapler at
his
head.
Well, but hold on, just to finish the point. Like after she says that, before Amy Klobuchar even has to answer, because she has to process like
how stupid this fucking joke.
Joe Biden just walks into the frame because the frame is Bernie and Amy, and he wanders into the frame, and the camera pans out, and he hugs Bernie.
Yes.
He gives him a like the nice, like I'm not shitting on Biden here. It was
nice.
Incredible.
It was unironically very nice.
It was very nice, and it was
I mean, you gotta think they've known each other for 30 plus years.
Wait, are you sure he didn't squeeze Bernie's tilchus a little bit?
He may have.
Did you see where
maybe everyone perked up at that one? Yeah.
Joe, I love you. You're getting a little tight in the crotch area. Joe, stop grabbing my bottom 1%. Stop touching my Nolita.
But it was a really nice moment, and then I tuned in moments before that, and then I had to stop. I could only take like 5 minutes of it, and I'm like, this is pointless.
I love that bubble thinking of like, and I agree with you, they do think this will stir up ratings, but it's so mm-hmm. stupid, because like imagine that board meeting where they go, okay, what can we do to juice up ratings. Let's mention a quote from the most irrelevant, despised candidate that lost to a hefty bag full of leaves
in the last presidential election. That's completely relevant and will really incite people.
Well, speaking of that hefty bag, actually, you know, one thing that Sid and I have been talking about, and I think we've discussed on the show, is like these trolley tweets that Trump does. And Trump is the first Twitter president, like without question. Of course, Twitter existed during Barack Obama's presidency.
He's the first president to use Twitter the way a normal person does. A normal shitty person.
Yes.
Yes.
A lay person.
The first shit poster.
Yes.
President.
He's a poster.
Or to like address the nation.
Yes.
To even like, yeah, like to even send official declarations to other offices and
What we would say is that past presidents have used Twitter and other social media as like press releases.
Yeah.
You know, like
carefully
planned.
Yeah, it's a
he
very
wakes up at 3 a.m. with a mouthful of White Castles and goes and tweets.
Well, the other thing about it that, you know, there's also these like wild posts that end up getting him a lot of press. Like a few years ago or a year ago, it was when he posted that it was a video that somebody on Reddit did of like, him, it's like an old clip when he was in wrestling, when he was in a WrestleMania of him punching, I think it was like Vince McMahon, but then they put the CNN logo on Vince McMahon's head, so it looked like Trump was punching CNN.
Right.
And so this caused like all this, it's like, oh my God, he's threatening violence against the press. You know, like this huge overreaction to the job, like to the,
it's a heel versus heel match, by the way.
I don't know. But one, like when I remember there was an article at the time by a excellent writer, Ashley Feinberg, who is so good at covering the internet beat of politics, like explaining the shittiness of the internet politics. So she basically has this whole article how all of these shitposts are not Trump. They're Dan Scavino, his like social media vice president, I don't know, whatever, like he had, head of social media or whatever. And all this guy was a guy from his country club that Trump was friends with. And he was like, hey, you guys, you should run my fucking social media for me. So it's this fucking shit poster Long Islander or whatever the fuck. And anyway, so he retweeted this week this video from Curb Your Enthusiasm from this season. And Curb Your Enthusiasm has been amazing.
So fucking good. I only watched the first one so far.
Well, a light spoiler.
But this was in the first one.
Oh, this was in the first one? I thought it was in the second one. Well, in the first one, okay, so he wants to get out of...
Larry David wants to get out of having lunch with Phil Rosenthal.
Phil Rosenthal, yes. The creator of Everyone Loves Raymond. And he's tried all of his tricks, and Phil is just on to them. Just to give you like the quick summation, and he can't figure it out. Then he's hanging out, Larry David's hanging out with his agent, Jeff, and... Jeff is talking about how, like, one of his old friends, he can't even be in the same room with him anymore because he's a Trump supporter and he's wearing a Trump hat. And basically, a light bulb goes off in Larry's head. And then the very next scene, we see the lunch date with Larry and Phil Rosenthal from Phil's perspective. And you see Phil walking into this lunch date, and he's a very happy person, very happy-go-lucky. And his expression changes, and it cuts to Larry sitting there in a Make America Great Again hat. And it is an amazing montage then of him.
It works, first of all.
Right, it works. Yes, thank you. He wants to leave. He makes up a bad excuse to leave.
He says that his son just landed at the airport.
Yeah,
and
he has to go pick him up.
He can't take a cab. He has to go pick him
up. Which was a callback to something that Larry did a while ago. So that show is just so brilliant.
So good.
So anyway, there's this montage, though, of him like at a sushi bar, and somebody wants to sit next to him at the sushi bar. So he's like, oh, sure, let me just move my hat off of your chair. And he puts on the hat, and they don't want to sit next to him anymore. And then... And there are a few other instances of this, like he's at the beach, he puts on his hat, no one wants to sit next to him. And then the final one is he cuts off a biker, and this biker is so mad at him. He's like, hey, who the fuck do you think you are? I'm going to fuck kill you. And he rolls down his window and puts his hat on, and the guy's like... Oh, have a good day, sir. Right. Thank you.
Get home safe.
Yeah, get home safe.
They're on the same team now.
Yeah.
Right. And so the way I took this was it is an indication that Trump supporters are toxic and no one wants to be around them. But Trump tweeted just the motorcycle clip, and the caption was like, tough bikers for
tough
Trump.
Guys. Tough guys,
tough guys
for Trump.
For Trump.
But I think I thought it was even in between those two things. Like, I didn't even think the show was even really saying. Although I do think Larry David probably thinks they're toxic.
Mm-hmm.
They're toxic. But I think it was sort of an apolitical. It was just like, this is what my like lib friends don't want to see. So when I don't want to be around them, I'm going to do this thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
right,
more
right.
of a statement about that.
Well, I think what,
even really
that's the thing. Like, it's for
they don't explicitly say
it's. You're right, and that's why I think it was such a great joke, because it's not the joke isn't that Trump is a dipshit.
It's that Larry's a dipshit.
Yeah, it's that Larry's a dipshit, and he's playing
to
his he has no morals, and he's just doing this because he knows his friends or whoever hate it, and he would just rather they think less of him than have to interact with them. So that, like, it's such a great joke.
It was. Can I say one thing? I was a little disappointed. It was still a great episode. I feel like in older seasons, like, they would have circled around and had him get into some kind of trouble by wearing the Trump hat.
Well, it might not be. They might call it back.
Oh, you think that? I haven't seen the next one. Does he still wear the hat?
I guess they have.
No.
So, yeah.
I thought it would be like, you know, he always does things like it's a brilliant idea. It works for a little while, and then he gets in a lot of trouble because he did that thing.
Well, I think he did eventually at the end of the episode.
What, did I forget something?
Didn't he get a ban? It starts the whole season.
Oh, I think didn't he get in trouble with Susie for the painting? Or was that a different episode?
That was a different episode, but I don't think that was about the hat.
Oh, okay.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
All right, whatever.
Anyway, well, he was actually interviewed. There's this little interview clip about this, actually, that just came out. Could you put up my audio?
Question, but obviously a big part of the show is the MAGA hat.
For the first show, yeah.
Right. There are people that wear the MAGA hat and like what the MAGA hat represents. Are you afraid about alienating them? They could be fans of the show.
Well, he didn't.
Alienate yourself. Yeah.
But that's the thing. Like, he didn't. Like, I totally believe Larry David believes
that.
No,
they could still find a reason to be alienated.
Oh, yeah, sure. But, I mean, I just think it was a great writing because it really didn't take a position. The only position it takes is Larry's friends don't like Trump, and he's enough of a dick to wear the Trump
hat. It was such an intelligent way to make a Trump joke.
Yep.
Totally agree.
Oh, go and alienate. You have my blessing. No, I can give a fuck.
This is a little bit of a political.
Of course, while we're kissing Larry David's ass, we just have to, for balance, point out that he donated the max amount to fucking Pete Buttwipe, which was very disappointing.
He did say publicly that he hopes Bernie loses so he doesn't have to keep playing him.
Well,
so he put
joking.
It was maybe I could.
All right, well, all right.
Clearly not.
That was a joke, but I think. I don't think if he really is against Bernie, I don't think it would be because he doesn't want to play him.
I don't know. I feel like everything we know about Larry David says that is exactly something he would do.
Oh, we know he has $100 trillion, so maybe he doesn't want to pay more taxes.
Well, that's
another
possible.
Thing we know.
But we also do we know whether he donated to anyone else?
I mean, what would be the point?
Is like pocket change for him.
Well,
maybe he's just feel like giving
he could have also
money.
Donated $2,800, to Bernie as well. Why not?
I mean, why would you? Two guys running against each other. It's like canceling. It's like two atoms smashing into each other. Like, what's the point?
He's just very supportive of all Democrats. He has got money to burn. Why
that's
not?
Just as bad.
In June, so I don't think there was quite the Mayor Pete backlash yet.
It's still, I mean, it's like, how do
you
know? You
can ask for a refund.
Yeah, you can.
Can you?
Yes. Yeah, a lot of people were taking Warren refunds after she shit on Bernie.
Interesting.
Posting their images of the refund they got. Like, I was I liked Bernie, but I thought Warren was a little better, and I supported her, and then she did what she did. That's fine. And she did what she did, and now I want my fucking money back. Okay. I'll never support her. Fuck her. Yeah, that's a drop.
Well, let's talk about this idiot black metal musician in Louisiana. I think we talked about him a few months ago.
Did we?
Originally happened.
Oh,
so,
okay.
This kid, this fucking boondoggle motherfucker, this kid of the county sheriff was in a black metal band.
He's a boondoggle motherfucker.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you, Vinny. This boondoggle motherfucker was a one-person black metal band, probably saw the Lords of Chaos movie. I want to say there's like a 99% chance that he did. And it was like, oh, maybe if I burn some fucking churches, like that was the lesson he took out of it, I assume. Maybe if I burn some churches, I'll get some notoriety.
Well, he did.
Yeah, mission accomplished.
So he went and burnt these three historic black churches that are like over 100 years old or something like that in like these. It's just so fucking.
Burn some mega churches if you're going to do anything.
Exactly. No.
Joel Osteen.
Oh, look, I'm gonna. There was a point when the whole church burning thing sounded like a fun thing. I was like, oh, it's pretty cool. Well, like when I was
that's a drop
that's
and
a
half.
Somebody, right now.
Get it now. Let's stop the show.
And send it to Lamb Goat. So no. It'll be tomorrow's news.
But listen,
I heard Robert Pasolini likes burning churches.
No,
he's gonna reopen. Frank,
but
if
he
knows
is the old church burning.
It's so I've obviously come to my senses that it's so fucking stupid. Like even as somebody who is 100% atheist, like completely, like, and I have many problems with religion. I would never, like, it's like it's somebody's place of work. It means so much to these people. Who am I to say they can't have this place? You
but
know?
Also, like, they're. A lot of them are like really beautiful buildings too. It's not like
that's another thing as well. Absolutely,
I don't have to agree with everything that goes on inside the building to think there's some value there that it shouldn't be completely destroyed.
So anyway, this kid, fucking burnt these three churches in the span of like 10 days. And how did he get caught? And so first of all, he admitted he pleaded guilty, facing a minimum. Of a minimum mandatory sentence of 10 years, maximum 70 years. And he said he did it because he wanted to improve his black metal cred.
Because Metal Injection wouldn't fucking write about him because they don't cover small bands.
Dick.
Fucking Rob.
He looks like the live, a 3D printed acne teenager from The Simpsons. 100%.
I don't think that's exactly. Cool. I want to burn a church. Well, the way they found him is they found a gas can at one of the churches, and they traced it back to a local Walmart, which then looked it up and found a purchase.
Oh God!
By him on his fucking credit card.
Well, I mean, clearly he wanted to get caught. If he doesn't get caught, how does it improve his cred? If nobody knows he did it.
He tells them, just like the Burzum guys were doing. You just tell people.
Is there that much of a black metal scene in Louisiana that word of mouth was really going to accomplish?
Probably on the forums.
Oh, okay.
On the Metal Injection.
Yeah.
There's no Metal Injection.
What was his username, Rob?
I don't think he was.
Do we want to do a Thrash It or Trash It for his band?
No, I might have mentioned it in the previous column, but I don't want to give him the publicity. He can go fuck himself.
Well, his band is not
no good motherfucker. It was terrible. It's a one-man black metal project.
It works for Burzum. People love that shit, no?
Could you pull up, do you have the article pulled
I
up? There's something about like his friend.
Yeah, according to a former friend, Matthews was upset that his parents were not supporting his band, and the friend noted that Matthews had been discouraged in the months leading up to the crimes when Matthews' friend criticized his recordings.
It's like, dude, you're not that
gotta
good.
Gotta be more supportive. To
like maybe
burgeoning musicians.
Maybe like book a studio.
I said burgeoning musicians. Let's get it right.
Wait, Rob, did you say book a studio or burn a studio?
Book. No burning. No, well, book burning.
What? You're okay with that?
Depending on the book.
Oh, these. By the way, these are African American churches. That
yeah, I said three.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah,
I didn't
hear three historically black neighborhoods. These historic black churches. Very fucked up.
Which books are you okay with burning, Rob?
The Bible. Burn it! But not the church. Just the Bibles in the church.
In the church? But then the church
then
still might catch
fire. Fire.
No. You take the Bibles out of the church and then like in an open field or something.
Okay.
Okay, so you drive them to an open field
away from the church. Don't
so you're in favor of practicing safe book burning.
Yes.
So no one gets hurt.
Yes.
We want the books to get hurt and no people.
Yes.
Do you want to promote like on Metal Injection like a hashtag of show us your videos of you burning Bibles in a field?
No.
Post it to Metal Injection. Get tickets to that Slipknot tour.
But we will not post any videos if they're inside a church.
Yeah, no. That's outdoor only.
At least 500 feet away from the church.
Okay.
Hashtag 500 feet away from the church. Too long, I think. Don't do that, okay? Don't do that. We don't condone. Right. Another thing we don't condone is subscribing to Fox Nation. I can't believe this exists. The over-the-top subscription model has gone too far. Not everyone needs an app for you to download. There's a Fox News app called Fox Nation, so it's like Fox News 2, like ESPN the Ocho,
yeah.
But like for Fox News. So it's like, this shit is too batshit insane for Fox News. We will only show it to you behind a paywall to ensure that you're that crazy to fucking get this batshit fucking content. And one of them is this like comedy thing. And
now,
if you know there's one thing we love on the show, it's dissecting terrible right-wing comedy.
Mm. Yeah.
Liberty. So what's the name of the?
It's called Freedom to Laugh.
Oh my God.
Freedom to Laugh. So there's it's just wonderful.
Is there like a show description?
It's just a rebroadcast of Bill Maher.
This is only a trailer. What I'm going to play.
Okay.
But it's like a bunch of different comedians. Each of them gets like a 5 seconds in the trailer, so you hear a bunch.
Do
of
they post their names? I'd like to hear their names.
I'll read them off.
Okay.
They don't say them, but I'll read them off if there's a visual.
Liberty and the Pursuit of Laughter. Watch as comedian Michael Moffitt gives his hilarious take on American politics.
Everybody remembers Bill Clinton when he first came in. He was relaxed and laid back. And then we found out why.
That really is just like a Bill Maher, Jay Leno monologue joke.
From 1992.
Yeah. Bring out the dancing Itos. Is that next?
He does. He smoked the weed, doesn't he? Oh my God.
Is it getting blown? My head went first to the blowjob.
I didn't know
it
hurts. All right. Here we go.
The musical comedy musings of Brian Hayes.
Everything is extreme. Everything is a meme.
I just want you to know this is not a bit. Like, this actually aired. So that a guy went on stage and said that. So,
but also that didn't
now I want to mention what was his name? Brian Hayner.
Let's
go back a little.
It's extreme. Brian Hayner. Everything is extreme. Everything is a meme.
Now pause. Now you hear how amazing that guitar work sounds. That's because that's the father of the guitarist of
Cynic,
Avenged Sevenfold.
Oh my God!
That's the father of Sinister Gates.
Wait, the guy singing or just
yes.
Oh my God.
And he's appeared on a Avenged Sevenfold album.
It all makes sense now.
Let's hear a little more. It really does.
That's all they have of him.
We have to look him up now after
wow.
that. I want to look up like a bit, like maybe as a YouTube video of him at the improv or whatever.
All right.
Found out why. The musical comedy musings of Brian Hayes.
Everything is extreme. Everything is mean.
They cut away to like this, like the crowd, and it's just literally all Altachach is like 79-year-old people like barely moving their facial muscles.
It's like at Branson, Missouri they recorded this.
I mean, yes, it could have been like where Corn Pop lives. It could have been literally anywhere. It's just a bunch of old. It could have been an old person's home. Just all old people.
You're damn right you are.
That's not even a joke. That's all they had for him. Reno Collier, and he goes, damn right you are!
Wow.
What's the joke? That's the best thing you could put in from his set?
That's incredible.
Christ. I gotta hear that again. Reno Collier. Are you looking up for all these guys?
Damn right you are!
Freedom to Laugh. Available now. Only on Fox Nation. Celebrating America.
I just looked at, so they have at the end, there's like a graphic where how you order this thing, and it says packages starting at $5.99. Starting at $5.99. So there's there's tiers of shitty comedy that you can get. Well, Fox Nation is not just comedy, right? It's like
it's probably all of
more commentary shows.
For fuck's sake. So what is it? Things that couldn't get
probably
on
with
Fox?
Commercials or without commercials.
Yeah.
So could you just Google Freedom to Laugh now? Apparently, one of the comedians fires back at Hollywood after Oscars jabs.
Okay.
Yeah, jabs Michael, at who?
At Republicans, I'm assuming.
Comedian fires back at Brad Pitt
Is this the same guy who was very upset that Joker didn't win the Oscar? You see that video? Rob, you're the one that sent me that video, right?
There's no way that Joker should. And I liked Joker. There's no way that's the best picture of 2019. Give me a fucking break. There it is. So do you want to play this video or do you want
to let's see the video. Let's hear what it's about.
It auto-plays. Good news. Mm-hmm. I don't have to. They saved me one click. Fucking atrocious. Hate autoplay. And now it doesn't load. Doubly shitty. He says, comedian Michael Loftus said he had to give Brad Pitt credit for delivering a solid punchline at the expense of Republicans at the Oscars, but Loftus had his own jab for Hollywood. They told me that I only have 45 seconds up here, said Pitt as he accepted his award, which is 45 seconds more than the Senate gave John Bolton this week, which, by the way, is a dumb fucking joke. But he's giving him credit for it. He delivered a solid punchline at the expense of Republicans.
But wait, is it at the John Bolton's a Republican too?
Right, John Bolton is the guy that the Republicans are mad at.
Yeah,
right. So because he said something bad about Trump, wanted to nuke Iran, and Trump's senility is the only thing that saved that from happening. But now he's a
for
good
now.
Guy. Because he said one bad shitty thing about Trump. The Brad Pitt thing was kind of funny. It's a good line, conceded Loftus on Fox and Friends on Monday. But it's also 45 seconds longer than anyone in Hollywood gave Trump a chance.
Okay, stop.
Even before Trump was elected, they were like, oh, we hate him and he's guilty. They've been going since Jump Street. It's so rare that people who think like-minded politically, we can get together. People who lean to the right and we laugh.
Okay. So let's look up some Brian Hayner now. There's a clip. Brian Hayner performs Guitar Hero on YouTube.
Oh, no.
What?
And I think that's like a bit. It's like a bit because he's at the improv.
I can't imagine this is any good.
This is.
It's like the Temple
Sinister Gates' father. Who, by the way, I looked it up. Sinister Gates' name is Brian Hayner Jr.
Oh.
This is it? Ugh. He's just playing. Is he just playing guitar?
I don't know. That's like a little intro
first
part.
First time I saw the Beatles on television, I was 5 years old. John Lennon hit that opening chord.
He looks like Jason Bateman.
Right, I had a Guitar Hero. Next morning, I was standing out on my porch, strumming an old dirty broom and singing, it's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog.
He's just doing covers?
Yeah, like, what is this?
How about I pay him $5 to, like, get off the app?
Well, you gotta laugh. Let's see what that line was.
All the neighborhood girls were screaming. Even back then, I was in it for the pussy.
That's Sinister Gates' dad who said that?
Yes. By the way, he looks like he's late 20s here. So this has to be
It's an old clip.
Billion years old.
From 2007.
No, it looks older than that. It looks like
when it was uploaded.
Scan through like a little further.
Do you think the person who uploaded this doesn't know what Guitar Hero is? Like, they think it's just...
Probably he uploaded it looks like.
So well, he's talking about his Guitar Heroes.
Yeah.
Okay. But Guitar Hero is a game. Like, you're not...
But when he wrote this Guitar Hero, the video games weren't even invented yet. So,
unfortunately,
can't blame him for that one.
Fair point.
Like, this is comedy?
No, this is... I can play this song. This is not. Not this is. Embarrassing. It's more embarrassing than giving birth to someone that's in Avenged Sevenfold.
Yeah. The question is this musical comedy funnier than Avenged Sevenfold's musical comedy, or less funny?
Well, it's definitely more intentional.
Yeah, well,
yes, and failing at what it's doing.
Yeah.
So clearly, their comedy is working better than this.
Yeah.
Comedy.
So let's see what his most popular... That's his most popular video with 1.6 million views.
Let's see if he has anything more recent. Insanely amazing guitar. Oh, no, that's something he liked. What You Won't Do for Love. Do you want to hear that?
Yeah,
where does red hair come from?
Oh, no.
This might be racist. Want to hear that?
Let's hear it.
And he also has one called the Leprechaun Song. Which one you want? Red hair?
Yeah, let's do the red hair.
Where does red hair come from? Starring the great Brian.
Get in the car, let's go to Brian's house. Brian's house.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
Get in that bar, let's go to Brian's house.
Havana.
Oh, my God, this goes on. It's like verses.
Hundreds of years ago in Scandinavia, there were people called Vikings. And Vikings, or Norsemen, as they were called, they all had red hair and short tempers. The two things Vikings were famous for were fish cheese, which is where you take a fish and you'd squeeze it until this white goo would come out of it, and then you'd age that and make cheese.
I think he's talking about how the singer of Avenged Sevenfold was created.
It wasn't cheese at all. And the other thing that they were famous for was rape. And they were very...
Like the president.
Yeah.
He's wearing a Misfits shirt, by the way.
Oh, God.
Very good at it. Very good indeed. It was their major export, actually. And
it was like a TED Talk
built on it.
Yeah,
for years they raped each other until they found
he's in front of a bunch of like a green screen of books, like a library, a very obvious green screen.
Nobody else left there in the country to rape, and so they decided to export it. They built ships, weapons to facilitate their
can you imagine this household? I can't, like, what the fuck. What was the first comedian? I want to In that Fox question.
Wasn't it Michael Loftus?
Oh yeah.
Do we want to look up a bit of his?
Sure.
I want making fun of liberals.
Yeah. He's what was his joke in that trailer again?
It didn't even seem. Oh, it was the Clinton one.
Oh yeah, we know how he was so relaxed.
Yeah.
Oh, he's the MC. I don't know if he actually does any bits there, but. I guess he does a little bit, and then he brings the guy on. Here we go. Comedian Michael Loftus presents the Impeachment Awards.
So
we want to hear that?
What else is he going
to? Comedian Michael Loftus hosts Freedom to Laugh. All right. Let's hear the Impeachment Awards. Mm-hmm. Nothing else looks really promising here. Oh, this is on Fox News, this video.
Oh, dear.
Oh, God. FoxNews.com.
Oh, God.
Fox News is like players kind of shitty too, so
maybe it spared us. All right,
yeah.
Let's move on.
Yes.
All right. 213 Wide Nut, that's the phone number.
Can I tell you about something horrifying I saw on the subway this morning?
Yes.
Was it Michael Lofton?
No.
Loftus. You're gonna smear some poor man named Michael Lofton.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. What did you hear?
So I usually take the subway really early in the morning. I'm on it like around 6:30 a.m.
Oh my God.
And I get on the N train and it's fairly empty, and I go and I sit by the window, and there's like a smell, but usually there's always a smell because homeless people sleep on the subway and like they kind of clear out at that time, but their stench is left over. And I look over and across from me is a wad of shit.
Mm. Human shit?
On a seat?
It's not on the seat. It's like near the entrance, but like kind of under the, like where the seat is, like right under it, but like sticking out. So the whole time I'm like, shit, like.
Literally.
I know that it's there, and now I feel pressure to like let people know when they walk in. Because
everyone's just go to a different part of the train. Let them figure it out themselves. You get away from
it. I was so tired. That I just like, yes. I was like, I'll just close my eyes.
But you can't close your nose.
I got used to it.
Oh my God, Noah.
But
you just didn't want to give your seat up?
No, there were other seats. I was just like already with my book bag and everything. I was settled.
That could have been your version of the Larry David MAGA hat. Like, sure, you could sit. I mean, there's a piece of shit there, but if you want,
yeah.
Sure, by all means, sit next to
and
me.
And there was like a little, like a couple of smudges. So someone must have stepped on it and dragged
it. Wasn't
it.
You, though?
Definitely not me. Because I came in from the other door.
Mm. Let's see your shoes.
Yeah.
I checked. But it was, I don't, I don't think I've ever seen human shit on the subway. I've seen it on the platform.
I've definitely seen it on the subway.
Inside of the train?
Yeah. I mean, I've seen everything inside the train. You see puke.
I've seen a dead person.
I've never seen a dead person.
I think I've seen twice.
Never seen what? Wow.
Splooge?
No. Have you?
I've seen things that might have looked like cum. I don't know that it necessarily was.
I mean, I've seen guys jerking off or like dicks.
You just get out of there before the splooge shows
up. You got a little dicky flashy in the face.
I've definitely seen guys with their dicks out before on the train.
Yeah.
Listen, I told you that's what happens when you ride with Sid.
Oh, listen,
has that happened?
You're ready to party.
Like, someone,
see what I was wearing?
Has someone been masturbating? What's that? Like giving you the?
Not inside of the train, but on the platform, like on Stillwell Avenue, which is the last stop in Brooklyn.
Isn't that how you met your boyfriend?
He was just standing behind a pole, jerking off, looking at me.
You're like, no, I like those hands holding that pole.
It's a true New York story.
You know what they say about riding on the train, right?
What?
Everything is extreme. Everything is a meme. Everything is someone's peen.
Wow, so beautiful.
So musical.
I should be on Fox Nation.
Yeah.
Well, this actually brings up another article we wanted to discuss, which is doctors beg men not to masturbate with banana peels.
Yes,
have you seen that on the subway?
I have not. I've never
seen banana peels.
I've never
known
the kink. Yeah, I have not considered. Banana peels seem like a little rough. I don't know.
But you've heard this in the wild before this article?
No, never. Well, I didn't know this was a thing. I mean,
from American
what is
Pie, there was a pie, like hot pies or whatever, right?
That seems, I mean, I wouldn't put my dick in either, but that seems at least more appealing than a banana peel.
Yeah. It's messier, though.
I've heard
messier, yes.
Like a banana peel is pretty.
It seems like it would be warm and wet and not like a banana peel, just acidic and stringy, you know?
You put it in the microwave for 10 seconds.
Like, it's like velvety, though.
Which side of it? Use the outside of the banana?
Oh, I didn't think about
that. I don't know.
Well, let's see. What does the article say?
Wait, hold on. I have a question. What are some things that you've heard men sticking their dick into for
liver.
Masturbatory?
Liver.
What?
Raw liver.
Cooked?
Like
raw?
You get it from the store and stick your dick inside.
Inside what?
Like you wrap it?
Like stick it around your dick. Mm. And then,
who told you this?
It was the number one like joke meme of when you were a kid that people would talk about.
I don't remember that at
this
all.
Was...
Like if you can't get laid, what are you using, a liver? That was like the fleshlight of the 80s.
I heard couch cushion. Like,
yeah,
like
couch cushion definitely, or like a pillow.
How do you the couch cushion?
What does he catch the zipper?
And also, there's dust back there. You
like
only get on one.
No,
just, yeah, in between the exactly.
If you are reduced to fucking a couch cushion, then there's probably dust on your dick already. That's fine. That's not an issue.
All right. Doctors have warned horny young men to refrain from using banana peels to masturbate.
Thank you, doctor.
Thanks, doc. The latest bizarre sex trend circulating on social media.
Oh, that darn social media again.
Everything's a meme.
I think I saw Trump tweeting about it.
You get in the toilet, the toilets don't flush, and then you try to use a banana peel to jerk off, and there's nowhere to throw it away. Crazy people.
Everyone talking about it.
Toilets, sinks,
dishwashers. He's never used a dishwasher.
He's never had a banana.
It's the closest thing to a. It actually says closet here. There's a typo. It's the closet thing to a blowjob, wrote one Randy Redditor, who claims he's been doing it for years. They're just like now mining Reddit for stories on the New York Post.
Yeah,
basically a single Reddit thread.
Yes, exactly.
But it says doctors, plural, are warning people.
However, Dr. Diana Gill, imagine you go to school.
And this is why the newspaper reaches out to you?
Listen, I've written papers, I've published in the New England Journal of Medicine, but you're talking about jerking off with a banana peel. Okay. Diana Gill of Prescription Service Doctor For You.
Oh, isn't that the app you use to go to the doctor, Rob, that you were talking about?
No, I use Forward.
It's his Tinder handle.
Cautions against the perverse practice. You could develop that's really shaming people who want to jerk off with a banana peel. Perverse. Oh, that perverse. I mean, it's a little weird, but a lot of weird.
I think it's
harming
creative.
Anybody.
Yeah. Creative.
Harming the banana. Yeah, the banana.
No, you eat the
feeling.
Banana. It's the peel.
You want to get you want to get eaten, but not in that way. If you were a banana, you could develop a rash and sores on the penis. which can be painful and might lead to infection. Not only that, but she claims a person with a fruit or latex allergy could be more susceptible to a reaction from a banana skin. A person with a banana allergy is more likely to be allergic to other substances such as latex or other fruits and vegetables. So if you're allergic to latex condoms, you may also be allergic to banana skins. Gill's not the only naysayer. One Reddit user recounted a harrowing cautionary tale where he used the banana skin to masturbate and allegedly ended up falling in the mess I made, hit my head on the toilet, and barely lived to tell the tale.
Sure, I believe that.
However, supporters of the organic orgasm inducer. Fuck you.
That was nickname in college.
She wasn't organic, come on.
Oh. Hey, yes, I was.
Feel it's too good to pass up. Subscribe us to Jack in World.
Rob, what's your login?
Rob.
Rob injection.
It's the organic orgasm inducer. The self-proclaimed ultimate male masturbation resource gave the Banana Man 4.5 out of 5 stars with 359 votes cast so far. The site also provides a tutorial on how to perform the act and even advised warming the peel.
See?
For additive. all this info, and they don't tell you inside the peel or outside.
It's got to be the inside. It's got to be.
But I like the doctors are warning against it, but they're still telling you how to do it.
Right.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Folks.
Thank you very much. Commenters
provide both sides.
Commenters seconded these sentiments. I have used the banana skin technique occasionally for many years. I'm now 78. Said one banana skin supporter.
On Reddit, right?
He doesn't say that, but probably.
Did they verify his identity?
No, I think
it is identity is Joe Biden. Come on, we don't know.
This is on Jack and Roll. Yeah, you know, in the old days, bananas were scarce because there was a banana shortage. As everyone knows, when the King of Prussia was...
So I went to my buddy's corn pop and Frosted Flake.
Yeah, all the guys were out fighting the Kaiser, so we had to scrounge up banana peels.
Is that what 1917 is about?
By the way, the 78-year-old guy was on the Jack and World. The bigger the banana, the better, added another. Banana peels aren't the first unconventional items employed by pleasure seekers. This past November, gynecologists warned women not to masturbate with electric toothbrushes because
oh
it could
God.
Cause trauma to the delicate vulval area.
You know why? Because in the back of the toothbrushes, they have the tongue cleaners.
Oh
it's probably
God.
Like so aggressive with the vibration. Who would want to put their toothbrush on their puss and put it in their mouth?
I'm assuming they have a separate toothbrush for the clit, right? I mean,
you might as well just buy a vibrator at that point.
But what is it so bad to like if it's your clit and your teeth? Do you
it's
care that
different
bacteria transferring?
Yeah, like the plaque and all that.
I don't know. I mean,
pussy plaque. You don't want that.
Well, if you had the ability to eat your own puss, would you do it? The same dynamic, right?
If I had the ability to eat my own
pussy. The facial expression change on Noah when she contemplated this.
Like, let's just say there were less vertebrae and you could just put
your head down. I would definitely try it.
You'd try it. So wouldn't that be the same transfer of bacteria, whatever?
No, because on the toothbrush, it like stays there. There's toothpaste. I never clean my toothpaste.
Maybe that's the problem is that it's not being cleaned.
Actually, you know something? I subscribe to Quip and they send me like a new toothbrush head every 3 months. So it's actually more clean than it might be supposed to be. I'm not going to do a live read for them.
It's like jackandworld.com. It's a little different.
Brush World.
Yeah, it's a toothbrush company, and they send you a vibrating toothbrush every month. Every, like a brush head.
I just got them in CVS or whatever. But
yeah, well, before I was using Quip, I was like changing my toothbrush like once a year or something.
Oh, yeah. No, 3 months is, I think 6 months is acceptable.
Yeah, I just do it until it's so jagged that it just slices my mouth open. And then I'm like, I wait another
See,
2 months.
Like
and then I'm like, I guess
stuff.
I should get it.
Yeah, I don't want to put that on my puss.
Yeah. Well, but what if you like you get the new brush head from Quip.
Yeah.
And then you put it in your puss.
What
and then
you put the old.
I guess
yeah,
the
it's
old
like
one.
A retirement party.
Well, you don't want the old one because that has all the plaque from the teeth, right? Mm. Supposedly.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I just rinse off the toothbrush when I'm done using it. It doesn't
yeah,
have
I don't think it.
I don't get plaque on it.
Yeah. I don't know. I have enough. Like, I wouldn't, I guess unless I'm super desperate, but otherwise I have enough in my drawer. I have enough vibrators and stuff.
Okay.
I'm fine.
Awesome. Happy for you.
I'm happy for myself, too.
You have enough toothbrush heads, though. That's the more important thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do we? Oh, sorry.
When you retire a toothbrush head, we should just give it away to a listener. So
oh,
throwing
yeah.
it out.
And then they
that is so creepy.
They could put it on their puss.
They could clone your DNA.
That is so disgusting. I don't think anybody would want that.
Let us
I'm
know
wrong,
on social media. Reach out.
Or hate mail.
Yeah. If you want to know.
I don't think we have those kinds of listeners. But if we do, please let me know. I would consider it.
I'd be willing to bet my life pretty much that we have those kinds of listeners. I'm very confident.
I don't think so.
It's like an Uncut Gems level of confidence that I'd be willing to wager on.
Wow.
We also having those kind of listeners.
Well, this seems like a good transition point to go into our Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh!
Apparently she released a candle. And the candle, when you light it, gives off the aroma of her vagina.
And it's also like $95 or something.
Oh, I was
going to
say we should buy it and do like a smell test.
Hell
no.
No.
I don't want to give her that much. And I don't want to smell her vagina either. How does that, like,
yeah,
what
is
that
the description? What's the product description?
How do they capture her vagina
yeah.
then? I don't know. I'm sure, well, I mean, that part I understand because, like, that's how they capture any chemical scent. Like, you know, you buy a Now and Later and it tastes or smells like watermelon. They do the same thing. They just figure out some way to transfer that into.
I think
right,
it's from the pap smear she got from her guy.
Oh. Yeah, like watermelon, you can get a watermelon. Like where
she just
get...
goes in a room and airs out her bukkake. And they take some kind of tab
but
and collect it.
Is it actually going to smell like vagina or is it just like inspired by the.
Right, like
well,
is it her
vagina,
by
vagina?
But you've smelled like vanilla candy.
Yeah.
Smell like vanilla, so
yeah.
I assume you smell like vanilla. A twat.
I don't doubt that, but then my
like
question
fish.
Is how do they acquire that scent?
The same way they acquire the vanilla. They some method. I don't know exactly what
it is. They do pussy molds.
No, but
buy,
they would extract it from a piece of vanilla or whatever. What
a
they...
piece of her vagina.
You know what? She was probably creating some kind of candle with all these scientists in her room. And she had BV, which is bacterial vaginosis. Her pussy's pH was off, smelled, and probably that influenced her.
Her pussy pH was so bad, she wanted to share this fish market stink with the entire rest of the world and charge money for it.
But
yeah,
it's also a hint of vanilla.
Okay, here we go.
Sorry.
They take a fresh piece of crusty French bread and shove it
that's
right up inside of her. And just let it sit for like a good half hour,
ew.
45 minutes.
So they're collecting her au jus? Is
yeah.
that what you're saying?
No, this is after like a full like gym day. So she's
oh.
like legs, she's on the bike.
Oh.
Just does a little Pilates.
Oh,
and she pulls out the French bread. And then they.
Can we look up this can? How much is it cost?
It's in the article. $75 for this can.
Click the Okie Finoki Swamp. Well, can you click through to the Goop shop or
it's
wherever?
It's probably sold out.
There is no direct link to the.
When I
candle.
Checked
oh,
a couple of weeks,
wait, maybe I'll find it while it's
sure.
when the article came out, you know, like
yes,
it was talked about a lot, and the candle was sold out. People actually spent $75 on that shit.
I mean, she, you know, doesn't she sell like vagina rocks that you put in your vagina and let them sit in
yoni
there, like
eggs?
Yeah, like so.
Right, we've discussed okay, this.
She
show.
Sells anything and everything, and people just gobble that shit up.
Okay, I bet they do. I found this on Poshmark.
Yes.
I found a different number of links here, but the lowest price is $114.99. And the highest one I see here is
so when you click
$200.
On,
we got dynamic pricing on pussy candles now, God damn it.
Now when you
click, where do you draw the line?
When you click on it, what's the description? I want to hear like the official copy.
Well, the first thing that jumps out at you is that the name of it is This Smells Like My Vagina. That's the actual branding.
It's also the name of Noah's forthcoming memoir.
Let's see. Is there a product description? It just says This Smells Like My Vagina Candle, Gwyneth Paltrow Goop. Let's see here. No, there's no, yeah, I'm checking like three or four of them. They don't have any description.
Has anyone watched her insane looking Netflix show?
She has a Netflix show?
Can you just look up the trailer? Like, just the trailer is just sound bites.
What is
of
it?
Insanity.
Is it a documentary or?
It's yeah. like a goop, the Goop Lab. They just talk about.
So it's The View. It's even crazier than
the view is coherent, and like they're talking about topical thing. This is just what the fuck. Just,
okay, it's like a cult.
Who are her co-hosts? Other Goop people?
Joy Behar, Whoopi Goldberg.
It's like different rounds. She has different quote unquote experts.
Yeah.
All right, I got it here.
Yeah, let's listen to the trailer.
So what happens in a workshop? Everyone gets off. What the fuck are you doing to people? What we try to do with you is explore ideas that may seem out there or too scary.
Are you guys ready to go out in the field and make a rocket?
Just another day at the office.
Energy healing.
I had an exorcism. Oh, wow. I went through years of therapy in about 5 hours. I started to feel like a panic attack coming on.
She knew something that my husband didn't even know.
Oh, there's just tiles here that say, like, each thing they're talking about. So one of them was psychedelics, then it was like psychic medium, and then whatever. This is energy healing.
So the psychic medium knew stuff that even her husband did.
Yeah. Which, yeah, your husband doesn't listen to anything you fucking say because you work at Goop and you're a moron.
She knew my name. My husband doesn't even know that.
Naked in a room with a bunch of women.
There's a woman with her legs spread completely open. That it's only her vagina is only obscured by like a little.
By a candle?
No, actually by like camera angle. So otherwise.
And then a ping pong ball flies out.
I have the gut.
You've never seen yourselves.
No. Why not?
Oh. This is dangerous.
It's unregulated.
Now they have
that's the problem that it's unregulated.
These are the haters. I'm talking about it now. They're the men. This is just terrible. Terrible what they're doing.
We're here one time, one life. How can we really milk the shit out of it?
Milk the shit out of our customers.
Oh, I mean our lives. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
We are joking about this, but let's be real. This is really shitty and dangerous to do, like fucking promoting fucking fake science shit. So,
do you know what I find the most disturbing about that video?
What's that?
Is that she did not use the Queen of Vagina as a soundtrack.
Exactly. That would have redeemed this.
It would definitely make it more credible.
Yeah. Sweet. If you're going to do vagina candles, how do you not consult the Queen of Vagina? I mean, she's the queen of it.
Right. Exactly.
She makes anything more credible. Yeah. Instantly.
I mean, I had no respect for President Obama until she chimed in.
I'm going to show you my daddy day, yeah. Oh. I'm going to show you my daddy day, yeah.
Hey.
I'm going to show you my daddy. I'm going to show you my daddy. Shaky, 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 bum, bum. Shaky, 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 bum, bum. Man wanna see my bum, bum. Man wanna see my nipples. Shaky, 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 bum, bum.
This is a sleeper hit. Like, I feel like I forget about this one, and when I come back to it, I get really into it. The other ones are so iconic, you know.
I don't need a toothbrush on my pussy. It's not toothbrush.
Men who listen to the live cast want to buy my toothbrush with black. Men want to drink my bath water. Available in jars, $7.99. MetalInjectionLiveCast.com/merch.
We're still right now.
I want to show you pictures of my nipples. Oh. Hey.
She wrote this song in kindergarten. That's how timeless it is.
Men are stupid, I don't even respect them. Oh, men are stupid, I don't even respect them. I use men to have sex, I use them, I need them. I am very
so progressive.
She is, she's a pioneer. Well, now that we're on music, we should play the next wave of hip hop. And Sid found this.
Oh my god!
I could not believe this is real, but this is so real.
It is. That's I have to click through like to other videos. And I'm like, whoa.
And how do And how do you say the artist's name? 645 AR?
Yeah.
That's what it is. 645 R? Like, what is it?
I have no idea.
I don't know what that reference is. This song is called For the Trap. Directed by Darko.
Who?
Tony Darko. Oh, his logo is like a little Sesame Street thing. Like a street sign, but with his name in it.
Makes sense.
I just want to make this clear to the audience.
This is the song.
Right. This is not the hook. Like a girl singing high pitch. This is
it.
The verse. He's not a midget or a little person. He's not a dwarf. He's not like, he's not, he's a regular. He looks like Eazy-E a little bit. Yeah. It's amazing.
He just makes fart sounds.
See, this is the equivalent of when we do Thrasher, Trasher, and the guy's growling.
Yes.
And I can't make it out.
Complete opposite.
What is the point of rapping if no one can understand what you're saying?
What else could he have done to get us to play this on our show? It worked.
He could have rapped something outrageous. Then we understood
it. In him.
We just played the Queen of Vagina. We can hear what she's saying. There.
Have you ever watched Muppet Babies?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Beaker.
Yes. Baby Beaker.
Could you play another song? He has a few big hits. How are we going to know it's a different song? All right, this is One Way.
Beat.
One Way it's called?
Yes.
Because that's how he sings? Just the one way?
Oh, that was like an intro.
I thought this was Musica.
Musica. Gal Galatz. Sam I Am recommends For the Trap.
That's what we just played.
Yeah. But I think this is even worse than the growls because, like, to me, at times, I will say the growling takes me out of it, but the band sounds good. They're at least playing instruments. This is just like a beat, and the guy's like,
it's just the growl, like, the growls are lame in that you're just copying someone else's movement. This is lame because he's like, I'm going to do something nobody else has ever done, but it's going to be the shittiest thing ever.
Yes,
like, I don't care if it's a good thing nobody else has ever done. It's just, I'm just checking the box of original.
It's something no one would ever want to do.
I just went into Pro Tools and cranked the thing up way past where you're supposed to for
your
vocals.
That's a good point. Because he's not even doing this with his vocal cords.
It's
not like a talent.
I have a pitch.
Hey, so does he. A pitch shifter. Go ahead.
What if the Metal Injection live cast sponsored a tour with 65R or whatever?
Close enough. Who gives a fuck?
Bang, your baby boy Bang, and Queen of Vagina.
Well, I want to hear this
would
guy.
Would it be worth it?
I want to hear him do a duet with the Swedish Chef. Hugen, Bergen, Hugen, Lurgen, Lurgen. Only if Danny comes as well. Then we could truly sell out Madison Square Garden. Danny is better than this guy. Danny, you can hear what the fuck he's saying.
Let's play some Danny again for the new listeners. Get a little Danny going as we wind down the show.
All right. This is the famous goodbye video. So, did we ever play the remix?
I think we must have.
We went and did a remix of this song that was actually well done.
I just want to say goodbye. Goodbye to the people who hated on me. Goodbye to the people who
hated on me.
Goodbye to the people who trusted me. Goodbye, goodbye to everybody.
Goodbye to the people who hated on me. Goodbye to the people who trusted me.
That was a good pitch change.
Goodbye to the people who trusted me. Goodbye, goodbye.
He's like a regular seat fan.
Now I need some changes in my life. Now I need to move on in life. Now
I mean, this like he's like a novice, but this is like a catchy song.
Mm-hmm.
He did something good here. As a matter of fact, when the guy did remix this, he was like a credible DJ. He's like a DJ who does, he's like Lonely Island kind of.
Yeah.
He just does funny songs, but he does them very well.
Mm-hmm.
And it came out really good.
Let's hear it.
And he got Danny to be on it, too. This guy's name is Just Rain. Like a Sikh guy with a turban, DJ guy.
How do you spell Rain?
R-E-I-G-N. He's watching, so this is the video. He's watching the original one now, and he's crying.
Getting inspired.
And the other guy's like, what are you crying about? It's because Danny's Indian, he's Indian. Like, they're trying to tie it together.
I
got to
make a remix
for
this, right? Man, I don't think he'll appreciate that.
Actually, no. I'm
dead
for it.
Yeah, there's
Dan. Oh, shit.
Okay.
It sounds good.
Yeah.
It's amazing what computer programs can do now.
Yeah, listen. I'm all for that stuff as long as it's something creative to it. I have no problem with like electronic and all that shit. Just that my problem with it is that a lot of it just sounds the same. You know?
Oh, this is Danny?
Oh, it's the other guy rapping now. The farm.
Great.
Yeah, I love it.
It sounds like The Weeknd.
A little bit.
Yeah, I hear it. This was like in 2013 when The Weeknd was formulating his personality like an Uncut Gems, but in real life it was based on Danny.
Imagine. Wow.
That was Danny on Galgalatz Radio.
Well, that was wonderful. Wonderful stroll down memory lane as we wind down this episode. I did mention, of course, we have our Patreon. Patreon.com/Metal Injection Livecast is the URL. And at that URL, you can get access to bonus episodes, including watch-alongs. We did a watch-along of the Motley Crue movie, The Dirt, before we mocked the hell out of Vince Neil last week. And this month's bonus episode is a episode chronicling the movie Uncut Gems with Adam Sandler. And we all went to see it. We did a discussion about it, had a great chat.
Oh, so good.
And still thinking about that movie. And also, Sid has started posting weekly little TV recaps. What are you posting? Sam?
I watch a lot of TV. There's always new stuff coming out or shows coming back. So every Thursday I've been for a couple weeks now, just a little itinerary of like what's on the DVR for the upcoming week, what's coming back, what I'm looking forward to, checking in, making sure Curb Your Enthusiasm is still great again. We've made it great again.
Mm-hmm. And I started a column, which everyone is welcome to contribute to, called Retro Wrestling Review, where I talk about an old match that I really enjoyed and give a little history behind it. You can see the first column of that for $5 a month. That's what that gets you. You get all the episodes, all the columns, all the fun content we put out, all the videos.
Are those columns $5? Or is that for any level?
Well, any level above
$5. $1. No.
Oh, $1 as well? Okay.
Sure. At least the one I posted, I set to $1 up.
All right. Well, there you go. You can get those
can
for $1.
That, Robert. I don't know. You might have set it to a different one for yours. Maybe you think yours is worth more than mine.
You know what? It's fine. Dynamic pricing.
Yes.
That's
there
what
we go.
And
much more reasonable than Ticketmaster.
Yeah.
Hell yes.
For $10, you get a little shout out at the end of the show, which we're about to do. And for $30, you get yourself a fancy little shirt. There's also options for Darren to leave a voicemail in one of his famous voices. Or if you're feeling really fancy and want to drop a bunch of cash, you can sit in on the show. But you can do that at patreon.com/metalinjection. But for right now,
got to leave, got to say goodbye for now.
Gotta go. And before we go, we want to say goodbye to our top Livecast fans of the week. These are the ones that donated $10 or more on the Metal Injection Livecast Patreon, as we just mentioned. And let's get these wonderful people their wonderful shout out. Because they're wonderful.
Okay, we got Eric, Robert Ganoush, a.k.a. Justin, with an I, Benjamin, El Duderino, Cynical Sid, Cynic Cynicism, Dan R., we have Cattle Decaf, an F at the end, Mindy Mayer's Keeper, Treon, the one and only Rob with two B's, Jack Childs, Sam I Am I Is, of course, Justin with an E. That's our Patreon shout-outs for the week. We have all our fans. Thank you for contributing. Rob, it's out.
All right, we're out of here for this week. We will be back next for Friday. I don't know what's going on. I'm going to Mr. Bungle. My head is
you're bungling everything.
My head is bungled.
You're Mr. Bungle.
Yeah. We'll be back. We're back next Tuesday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern, 3:30 Pacific. We hope you can join us. I'll be less bungled, but I'll have some show experience to talk about. Maybe I'll get arrested. Who knows? We'll find out next week.
Maybe I'll get arrested too.